Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with some samples. So if you have read That Sounds Fun, you probably remember the story of me trying to get a dog and then realizing I was allergic. Sad day. And this is why I'm glad I found Claritin D, because an allergy attack is literally the worst. So I am thankful to have it on hand around my friends, pets, and other things. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers, and Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Amen to that. There are also a lot of seasonal allergy sufferers over here at AFD Inc. and at the That Sounds Fun Network. So Claritin D really works for this crew. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It is time to live Claritin clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. So you can find Claritin D at your pharmacy counter. Just ask a pharmacist for Claritin D at the pharmacy counter, and you don't even need a prescription. Just go to Claritin.com right now and you can get a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of That Sounds Fun. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs. I'm so happy to be here with you today in the month of July. We've been calling it the TSF Hall of Fun series, and we're bringing back some of my favorite episodes from over the years for you to listen to. Some of you have been around since day one of this podcast back in 2014. You know what that means. We're almost at 10 years. And you may remember these, and maybe they're some of your favorites too, but there are lots of you who are new around here. So we thought this month would be a great opportunity to highlight some episodes that we hope you won't miss. And before we dive into today's conversation, I want to tell you about one of our incredible sponsors. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Whether you're dealing with decisions around your career, relationships, or anything else in your life, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life, so you can move forward with confidence and understanding. You know, we're big fans of therapy around here. I've benefited so much from it, and y'all have too, like benefited from my counseling so much. I know the idea of starting therapy can be a little scary or intimidating, but consider giving BetterHelp a try. It's the simplest way to get started, and you can do it right from the comfort of your own home, even wearing your soft pants. They make it so easy. You just fill out a brief questionnaire. Y'all know we love a quiz, and they match you with a licensed therapist, and it's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and fit in your schedule. Finding a therapist that is the right fit for you is so important, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge, so you're sure to be working with someone who's a really good match. Let therapy be part of the map of your life with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/thatsoundsfun to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/thatsoundsfun. Okay, today on this Hall of Fun episode, you get to hear my conversation from episode 351 with my friends, or should I say my siblings, Kane. Madison, Taylor, and Logan are three siblings making up the Christian supergroup Kane, and I like to think of myself as their fourth singer and sibling. I mean, why not, right? I love these people so much. They are fun and joyful and, of course, incredible singers. I hope by now you've listened to their music. They have had quite a year. One of their songs is like the top TikTok song right now that I'm so blessed business. It's our friends Kane, right? So I hope you've listened to their music, seen them in concert, checked out those fun videos online. They are so funny, you guys. This episode was the exact right one we needed as part of the TSF Hall of Fun this summer. And if you've never heard this conversation before, you are in for a treat. So here's my Hall of Fun conversation from December 3rd, 2021. Hey, it's a little Christmas in July with my dear friends Kane. You guys, thanks for letting me be part of the band today. Very grateful. I'm dressed like it. Yes. I'm ready to go.
You look amazing. You look so great.
You're very kind. You really, You really put me in an outfit that matters.
It matters.
I'm going to overwear this t-shirt. That is your warning. I'm going to be wearing this too much.
Fair warning. Band member do you want to be?
I'm a great second alto. So I can like come in at the bottom.
Come on.
But not by myself.
Okay.
In a crew, I'm great at that. And drummer, sure. But you have a drummer, right?
Well, not today. We don't. It looks like you.
We got a new one now.
Hired.
Could you imagine if we brought you on tour and I just put you in a bass and we stood next to each other singing the same part?
Oh,
like, not even a different thing, but you and I just did everything together. Synchronized movement.
It would be great for me and terrible for you. it would be such a letdown for the audience.
People ask us all the time if there is a fourth sibling. And we always say no, but I think maybe we've just been waiting for the right one.
The right one to be adopted in. Won't he do it? Yeah. Won't the Lord provide and raise? We do
into
not
the family that'll
grafted
preach.
In.
Come on.
Grafted in. Oh, this is what we're going to do this whole time.
Yes.
Y'all are very good at not talking over each other. Do y'all practice that? Or is that just how this has to go?
I think what I've been noticing is I'll see whoever does a big breath for a shrug, and then you're like,
oh, and then you let them go.
Yeah, it's like playing chicken. You know, you're like running at each other, and you're like, oh.
Sometimes you anticipate the gap too soon, and then you're just holding your breath.
And
it's awkward.
Will y'all go and say your names just for our friends listening, since it's two females and there's a male. No offense to you, but I think they know the Logan from the Logan.
Logan.
I think that's true. So will y'all say your names? So
I'm
going
to try to match Taylor's voice to make this work.
Oh, great.
Okay. Hey, this is Taylor.
Hey, this is Taylor.
Oh, wow. That's actually pretty good.
For the That Sounds Fun fam, let's do the official.
Oh, y'all have like a thing?
Let's take them there.
Oh, I can't wait.
Great. Are you ready?
Yep.
Hey, this is Taylor.
Madison.
And Logan.
And we're Kane.
Oh my gosh, that's very good. That's very good. Well done. Craig gave you a double thumbs up for that. Well done. I mean, the first time y'all had to do that, tell me about the day y'all created that.
Ooh.
Where did that start?
We did, okay, so the very first, I think, any sort of media related, we did what is called a secondary market terrestrial radio tour, and this was in like 2014, 13, 14.
Terrestrial, like aliens?
Yeah.
Yes,
so,
yes.
No.
that is what it feels like.
Meaning non-reporting.
Okay, so
sometimes
some
run out of people's houses.
Cities.
Yes, a little bit smaller.
Yes.
And that, I remember the very first on-air thing we did, we were supposed to play our then single, and we played half of it on accident. We played
the first verse,
the chorus, and then the outro.
So it was a total, they were like, and here's Kane, and then it was like 30 seconds of a song. And I was like,
and we were like, we should not do this for a living, we should quit.
We should quit.
But yeah, I mean,
And then you're like, we've got to come up with a way to say our names.
We definitely need a way to say our names.
Well, you know what's crazy too, is that like, we always assume that people know that that's our family name, like we're brothers and sisters.
Right.
But every night out on the road, they come to us like a little tense, and they're like, you know, why the name Kane? Like they think it's the beginning of an intervention. And so, could
that
you
energy.
Imagine if someone is
intervention
like,
energy.
Let's say their band name
every
is Michelle, because that's what Kane is like to us. We've always been Kane.
Right.
And so it's just sort of like, I hate that name. You're like, well, it is my name.
It's actually literally my name.
So now at the top of the show, we're like, hey, I'm Taylor, I'm Madison, I'm Logan, and we're the Kane family.
Here
and we just set, you can see them rest.
Yes.
And ease rolls over the crowd.
Yes. Wow.
It's like you can see people are like, okay, check, question one. Okay, cool. They pull out their notepad. Okay, good.
But
good
could you
that.
Imagine the personality type of the person that is like, they're non-judgmental enough to be like, they think that we love murder, but they're still there. You know, it's different.
That's a very specific code by which
that person is living.
Like, they're
like, I don't support this name choice, but I do like the music enough to come watch.
I'm going to come find out for myself.
Oh, my gosh.
So I appreciate that.
Also, I appreciate how humble y'all are being, that there you would get on a stage and everyone doesn't know who you are.
No one knows who you are.
No.
Oh, girl.
What?
No,
no. No. Everyone I know knows who you are.
That's really kind.
That made me sweat. Really?
That's really kind.
Oh, I mean, but are y'all still doing shows where the crowd is new for you? No.
Well, I think so. This is something that I don't know if you run into this. In the Christian market across the board, it does seem that, and this isn't a bad thing, but it seems that a lot of times people know a song and then it takes them a good bit longer to associate the song with the artist who sings it. And so a lot of times early on, we would play an entire set and then we would play Rise Up is like our biggest song.
So far.
As referenced by the shirt that we made that you're wearing.
Thank you.
But we would go into that song. And again, sort of we joked about that ease, but you could see people that, you know, a woman would grab her husband's arm or something. Oh, okay. And so I think that that's happening less frequently, but there is still a little bit of that connectivity happening where you can see people sort of like the little synapse, like the last little. Got it. Okay.
Oh, that's who they are.
And so that's nice because then when once people make that connection, then it does seem to be like just overwhelming. Like people are so kind and so supportive. And so it's funny that people have so much love and personal experience with a song, and they don't really necessarily need to know who sings it. And so maybe that there's a good lesson in that as well. I think there's some of that humility. It's kind of nice that we've said it before, but the beginning of music for us in our lives, all I could have ever hoped for is that somebody said, hey, you sounded great. You looked great. I needed that. I wanted somebody to approve of what we were doing. And now all the glory and all the praise goes to God, even past the song. People are just like, they may not even fully know the lyrics, but they know what happened to them when they heard it. And that's not something I can take credit for.
Yeah. Right. Their experience. Cool Taylor, will you tell the story? Well, I really like the story of y'all country to this.
Oh,
can you kind of tell that? So I'm sure you've had to do that like 86 times in interviews.
Oh,
I'm sorry. But
we got to get it. I've got it condensed.
I know. I'm sorry.
Well.
But I think it's such such a God story because so many people think they're going to do this thing.
Yes.
And God's like, you're so close, but I actually want you to do this thing. So that's why I love that story.
Yes. Okay. So Madison and I moved to town 2013.
Okay.
And I was working in publishing, a couple of jobs. Madison had a big girl marketing job.
Mm-hmm.
And
I wore a skirt.
Every day?
A wore skirt. I mean, pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty business.
Yeah.
But I knew that I studied music. I knew we wanted to do that. In college, you know, Logan, we all went to college together. And so our grandfather stepped into our lives and was like, hey, I want to help you guys. And this is where, you know, I grew up, Muscle Shoals, Nashville. This is what I did. So to us, I mean, really, it was like, what an open door. Like, but let's go for it. It sounds great. And, you know, long story short, he hadn't really been a part of my mom's life growing up.
Oh, wow.
So they had, like, had this big, like, come to Jesus, like, forgiveness and this awesome reconciliation. Mm-hmm. And so he's wanting to spend time with us. It's like, let's go. Yeah. Let's do this. This is, like, a really cool thing.
And that's the part of the story where I usually interject. Like, we grew up with bands like Switchfoot and people that – it was like not uncommon for me to think like, oh, this is a faith-based band who's trying to be that way in a different market space. So it wasn't that it was like, oh, great, we love country music. That's the dream. It was like, we can still sing the songs that we grew up with, but maybe it's, you know what I mean? It felt like, okay, God, this could be a different door.
So. And meanwhile, we grew up on Stephen Curtis Chapman, Amy Grant, Michael W. Smith. So at that moment, like, a crack in the planet. We're like, we have to go deep dive on country music.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
We got to go. So, like, it was really fun because then we just all started listening to, like, hippie radio. We just started listening to anything we could figure out. So, like, Fleetwood Mac, the Eagles, we're late in life, but we're getting, like, this exciting, oh, my gosh, harmony. And, like, so it's kind of cool how all of our references, like, we were influenced by Christian radio, but also, like, by these new, not new country songs, you know?
Yeah.
So anyways, we're up here, and I would say for 5 solid years, we are just taking anything we can get. We're trying to work jobs, trying to learn how to write a song. We had never even, we'd always sang, but we grew up on the stage with our dad at church. So you're just a Christian cover band.
Yes. We're renting hotel rooms to make it seem like we've got this cool motel look. I bought some gels off of Amazon. We're putting them in lamps to make our own photo shoot. So it really is like
all the while it feels like you're just hustling, but it's teaching you a lot of like how to make your own photo shoots and how to do your own video shoots. So,
because we're still doing that today.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And so perfect segue. Again, I won't disclose where we're sitting where we record this, but I'm looking out the window and across the street from this office is our first booking agent. It's really surreal to look and see.
Is that weird?
Yeah. And I haven't been here really since.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
So fast forward to we're hustling. We're figuring out. We are being developed as artists. And it was a lot of lumps, taking a lot of hard lessons. And one in particular, which ultimately was the last lesson, was in 2015, probably our busiest music year before this one. We were traveling a lot, playing a lot. But it wasn't turning into anything. And that was really where I felt like nobody cares about this. Nobody, this isn't, like, if we got into this in hopes to tell people about the gospel or to influence people, no one's watching. No one's following us. It's sort of like, what are we doing?
We had driven 30 hours round trip to lose about $300.
Oh, God, gravy,
and then
y'all. All
that we did was 3 hours of bars.
The hardest part, too, is that, meanwhile, you're pursuing this career that you think that God has, like, he's open. He would open small doors, and we just keep saying yes. But then we weren't in church. Every Sunday, we're, like, traveling. Yes. Mm-hmm. So then all of a sudden, you look around, and you're like, I am now struggling with depression, and my life is, like, falling apart. Mm-hmm. What has happened, and how did we get here?
Yeah.
Probably anybody can relate when you just make small choices that kind of— not even like you're doing anything bad. It's just when you're not fighting to seek after the Lord, you just feel lost, just like that.
Were y'all married at this point? Because y'all are all three married. Were y'all?
You were engaged. I was married.
Engaged at that point.
Okay. Yeah. I would say that I was going through like a mental health crisis at this point.
Really?
Not to the point where it was like I need to be hospitalized, but I just didn't want to get out of bed. Yeah. I felt like... at this point, Taylor is starting to fly to New York to spend time with her boyfriend, fiance, you know. And I just see, like, Logan's falling in love. He's, like, doing long distance. And I felt like if we keep doing the band, then I don't have to be alone and I don't have to feel purposeless.
Wow.
And, like, it just – and it really felt –
even though you're already married.
I was already married, but Jared, he had his full-time job.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, I'm a grown person in a garage band.
Wow.
And I need to be, like, realistic with myself that this isn't going to work out.
Yeah, we tell this story, and we tell it in such a cute way now. But I remember, so, like, that trip where we drove to Delaware. It was, like, 16 hours or something.
No cuts on Delaware, though. Great place.
We love Delaware. Shouts out to Dewey Beach. Good job.
It's just not next door to Nashville.
It took us a minute.
Yeah, it's a little travel.
And I got a call halfway there that the contract that said we had hotel rooms provided – we didn't. So that ultimately ended up being another big part of, like, the money that we lost, right? So anyway.
It's so crazy at the time when you have no money, everything is a huge deal.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, we pull up to this venue, and then on the marquee, it said the Chainsaws. Like, that was what they said that our band name was going to be. So it's, like, hilarious. But at the same time, when we're talking about literally having an identity crisis, and then you pull up, and it's like, okay, all this work, at least it's like turning into something. And it's like, oh no, it is certainly not.
Yes.
And so we called our agents and said, no love lost, but we have to step away from this. Like, this
after
isn't
after you got
it.
Home or like on the drive home?
Oh, on the drive home. Yeah. We're like, thanks for your work, but we're going to step away from music. And then from that turns into the extra short part of the story, which is we signed a pretty classic Nashville deal, which was like, okay, if it's either this, which is not great, or quit. So we sort of signed away our likeness, you know, everything shy of the Disney, you know, sign it in blood, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was sort
still
of like,
in the country world?
In the country world.
Okay.
And it was like, either this will work and then it's okay, you know, to give away whatever, 15% forever, or, you know, own it.
Forever.
I grew up watching Shark Tank, and owning 100% of zero is still zero. So I was like, well, I gotta figure something out. And so that we walked through that season, and that was very hard, more lessons learned. And then that leads us, I guess, to really being ready to walk away altogether.
Yeah. We were just,
I think we were like, we have to quit doing this because you can't just pretend that you're like coming soon.
Oh, our Instagram was so filled with just coming soon. Like, people. I've got big news I can't tell you about. So big.
Don't leave because something else is coming. We don't know, so something's coming.
Wish I could tell you.
Right.
So we started going to a church. I felt God calling me to say, like, okay, nothing's going to happen later in your life that's not happening now. Like, I never imagined, even as a 26, 27-year-old, oh, wow, okay, when you grow up, little Madison, you're going to be out of church. You're going to be not working out, not taking care of yourself, no friends. Like, so I just felt like, okay, I need to do an overhaul. So we Taylor and I go to the gym. We meet this lady. We go to a yoga class, and the yoga instructor wasn't there. And so I raised my—
You're like, could we have more closed doors right now?
I literally was
what
like—
What a metaphor.
So I stood up the front of the class, and I raised my hand, and I said, do any of you guys know how to teach yoga? And no one raised their hand. I was like, all right, well, then I'm teaching the class.
Taylor, what did you be like? I was like, she's broken.
Yeah. I tried to act like we weren't related. Like, let's do it. So there was a lady in the class there, and we started talking, and she was like, oh, I'm a pastor's wife. And so I was like, church?
Church?
Like, and I almost felt like, yes, you.
You going there now?
Yes. So she told me the name of her church, and so the next Sunday we all went.
Of y'all went the next Sunday.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And so I made a little prayer in the parking lot, like, okay, God, unless this is just weird, this is where I'm going. Like, because at this point it doesn't matter so much about the church, but it just matters that I obey.
Yep, that's right.
That's how it felt. Bingo. We signed up. We went to the, like, membership class the next Sunday. We joined a small group. Like, it was basically just like, here
coffee
we are.
Coffee team. Yeah. Nursery. What do you need?
Like,
from
Logan literally was on the coffee team. That quick.
Well, because the thing that we didn't want is we had spent anywhere from 5 to 7 days a week in church our entire lives until we moved to Nashville, and then it went to zero. So we wanted to be plugged back in, but the last thing on earth I wanted to do was drag all my music, dreams, and problems into this new— If I'm trying to do an overhaul, and maybe this is me hoping I'm speaking to me on the other side of the microphone, saying, like, if you want something different, don't drag everything into what you think is this new opportunity God is putting in front of you, or you're just gonna you're gonna walk through an open door, and then it's gonna be a revolving door, and you're gonna turn and walk right back into.
Yeah, that's right.
And so we just decided we're not going to say a word about music, not a thing, because going back to church is not about reviving
my
music
dreams. Tell them how good we sing. No. None of y'all tell them how
good
we sing.
Don't you dare. I'm serving coffee, and I'm like, would you like coffee? And
like,
so
I'm wearing like a flower shirt, and like, someone please ask me.
Right.
I just want to do it again.
Are you and Emily dating at this point?
Yes.
Okay. And is she going there with you too?
When she's in town. So she's still living in Kentucky. Okay. And actually, I guess, had just started being a travel nurse. She has traveled for work ever since 2017. And so that was a bit of, you know, kind of ships in the night, moving target. So, but anyway, she would come with us when we were in town. But for the first time, I guess, since we were really, certainly in college, but I think since we were kids, it just felt like I have an anchor again. Mm-hmm. I have somewhere to be on Sunday, and somebody cares whether or not I show up. And that was like so much life in our souls.
Yeah.
And then the first week that I got asked to be a part of the worship team, I played drums my whole life. I actually prefer it. I like playing drums. And they asked me to fill in on drums, but, you know, be it the Holy Spirit nature of how we did things at home. I'd never played to like a metronome, like a click track. And that's like industry standard. I guess so.
Oh my gosh.
And so when it was like, hey, would you fill in on drums on Sunday? I was like, oh, delighted. I can't wait. And then I started thinking like, oh man, I don't want my first Sunday to be me like messing this, you know, click track up or whatever. So they found somebody else to play drums, and then they asked if I could just play guitar. And so my first Sunday back, I just played guitar. I didn't sing. And I can't tell you, I can shut my eyes right now and remember that day because it was like, oh, I felt like I had been playing Plinko with life, and I had finally slotted down back into the space where it was like, this is it.
Yeah.
Wow. I am again in the flow of what God is doing. And we're singing about, this doesn't have anything to do with, I think we were the Canes at the time. Doesn't have anything to do with the Canes, the band, the stress, I'm standing on a stage singing worship music. And it was like a gong in my head. And so anyway.
And we are telling the story so slow. So
I am having the best time. If y'all are fine with this, I'm great with this.
So, I'll tell, I think I can tell this in like three sentences. But what we did at that point, so they met with us. They're like, would you guys be interested in leading worship? We said yes. We're kind of on rotation. We're leading worship. And then there's a guy out in the crowd who's our now manager. And
whoops, as is. And that's how it goes.
He met with us, long story short, during this time, we were like, let's get music. Let's do it one more time.
Yeah.
So we spent a ton of our own money like making one more country EP.
We're
getting ready to release it. And Ron says, okay, before you do that, I see you on stage, and you're so joyful.
On Sundays,
And then whenever I see you out playing this music, it's so contrived and, like, it just doesn't have the same heavy thought about doing Christian music. And at the time, in my brain, I've just seen how long it's taken to get to this point.
Right, right. Please don't make us start over.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, my gosh. I can't.
And also,
we just spent
all this money.
Yes.
And then, like, you just don't want to. I mean, literally, I would just have to throw it away. And then there's no guarantee that if we did Christian music that we'd be any good.
That's the thing, too, is, like, that is not an easy switch. That's not a shoe-in.
Right.
This is, like, if I fail at my favorite genre of music, it's officially
It's over.
It's almost like you're just, it's really over.
Oh, that's really interesting.
And what's crazy is to sit and look at it now and say, like, in the moment, we talk a lot as Christian people about what, like, God asking you to lay things down, what sacrifice looks like. And then when it really has a dollar amount in front of it or a year amount, oh, it is so much harder than the sort of ethereal, I'll lay it down.
Madison called me. She had walked out of church. She was like, hey. I was like, what are you doing? She was like, so out of breath. And she was like, I had to walk outside of church because she's like doing laps.
I was
like, Pastor John
furious.
Was saying that, like, I just feel like somebody needs to lay something down. And she was like,
I rebuke
surely,
you.
God,
he didn't mean me, right?
Yeah, it's not me. I couldn't
well,
be.
I, was just, I think I'm just having a lot of anxiety and, like, of course, because you just feel like, God,
man,
are you
I know
not
that feeling so
this?
Hard. I know that feeling so hard of, like, I know that is that word is for me and I'm pissed. I know that feeling, Madison. It's awful.
Ultimately, in my heart, I felt like God was not going to let us do music. It didn't feel like, give this to me and we'll do a new way. It was like, this is not for you.
This is over.
And I'm like, God, I really, really like it. And I don't like anything else as much.
Yes.
So we agreed just to get together and try to write a Christian song. Like, we need to even, not even with anyone else. Let's just see, can we even do this?
Yeah.
And I would say by the time we got to the first chorus, there was just a, like, ease to it. We had all cried because we were just song that is called "Hey Jesus." It's the first Christian song
my
we ever
gosh,
wrote.
I love it. I know it.
No way.
Yes, it's on Spotify,
it's on
right?
Yeah.
I know it. It's
so
unbelievable.
What we were trying to do was just go through. We picked three characters in the Bible and tried to describe what it was like to meet Jesus. And then as soon as we were just talking about how Jesus, and it just, like, we knew, like, even if we're not good, like, we know that this feels better. So the success happened instantly.
Yes.
Like, before, you know.
Because the metrics were different.
Yeah. What the joy was there. We didn't feel like we had to pretend to be anybody else. And something that people don't talk about a lot is sometimes in country music, they want you to downplay your relationship to where you don't talk about your spouse as much or where you, so it doesn't age you. It doesn't make you.
Your availability
so you're
is
available
super
to the audience.
And so
yes,
you get to be. You instantly get to be your full self. People care about your spouse. They care about your whole life. So we signed a record deal 3 weeks later.
Hey, friends, just interrupting this conversation to share about one of our amazing partners, Thrive Cosmetics. The internet ads got me with this one, you guys, but they did not fail me. I'm a big fan of Thrive Cosmetics, and I am a real sucker for advertisers on Instagram, and this was true of Thrive. Not only are their beauty products incredible, but they are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Here for it. I can't help but talk about my favorite product, their liquid lash extensions mascara. considering it has 25,000 five-star reviews, I would say it's a favorite for a ton of y'all, too. It makes my lashes look longer and fuller, but also it lasts all day without smudging or flaking. Yes and amen. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier-looking lashes over time. Plus, when it's time to take off your makeup, y'all, it's ridiculously easy. Like, it feels like magic. The mascara slides off with warm water and a washcloth. No soap required. It makes no sense to me, but it is the best-selling product from Thrive Cosmetics, and I definitely know why. Thrive's helping us stock up our makeup bags with incredible, clean, skin-loving products that make us feel like $1 million, while also helping us help others. Cause is in their name for a reason. As part of their mission, every purchase supports organizations that help communities thrive, with partners that help people emerging from homelessness, surviving domestic abuse, and recovering from cancer, just to name a few. You have to try Thrive Cosmetics to see for yourself. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/TSF. Like, that sounds fun. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CauseMetics.com/TSF for 20% off your first order. And one more amazing partner I get to tell you about is Chime. Maybe you, like me, are using this summer to get some to-do list things done, like cleaning out your closets, reviewing your budget, working on your garden, laying by the pool. Listen, that should be on your to-do list too, friends. But here's one more thing to consider. What about building up your credit? You can build credit using your own money with Chime's Credit Builder Visa credit card. It's the better way to build credit, as in you can build your credit score safely with everyday purchases and on-time payments. Plus, there's no annual fee, interest, or credit check to get started. Plus, with Chime's checking account, you can get paid up to 2 days early with a qualifying direct deposit. You can send and receive money through Chime no matter what bank account your friends use. You can cash out your money fee-free. Chime has no monthly fees, minimum balance, or overdraft fees. Start building your credit up. Open a Chime checking account with at least a $200 qualifying direct deposit to get started. Get started at chime.com/thatsoundsfun. That's chime.com/thatsoundsfun. That link and pretty much every other link you could ever hope for are in the show notes or in Friday's AFD Week in Review. So be sure to check those out. Y'all, I love when my Thrive Market box shows up at my door because it means some of my favorite snacks and cleaning supplies have arrived. And I didn't even have to leave my house. Thrive Market has these protein shakes that I like am addicted to. Plus, I'm on a bit of a gluten-free journey, as you know, so they have a ton of gluten-free snacks that I love, like all the Simple Mills crackers and Siete chips. I save money on every order. There is a deals page that I always check out almost daily. It's embarrassing. And I typically save about 30% on every order. Here's the other thing I love. Thrive Market only allows trusted top-quality ingredients while restricting 1,000-plus harmful ingredients like artificial flavors, high-fructose corn syrup, and more. So whether you're looking for organic kids snacks or low sugar alternatives or high protein essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks and trust that you're getting quality products so you can shop worry-free. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's T-H-R-I-V-E market.com/thatsoundsfun. thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. And now back to our Hall of Fun conversation with Kane. That sounds fun. 3 weeks later?
Exclamation
listen,
point.
Will you give your sister some tissues, please?
You.
Honestly, it's kind of on the arm.
3 weeks later.
Yeah.
And you know what I want to do, too, is first of all, we have not stopped talking about ourselves long enough to say thank you for having us here.
Oh my gosh, you're fired.
I love this podcast.
Yeah, me too.
We were talking about this before. I just was listening to John Mark Comer's episode, and he's talking about fasting and prayer and disciplines and living lies. And I think that's a part of the story that doesn't get as much credit because we try to tell it in a quick way. But when we were considering pursuing Christian music, we were still in the bad contract that I had said that we had signed. Yeah. It was like a lifetime, they've got you locked up. And our manager, who at the time I thought was just a person that does a lot of fasting, turns out none of us do a lot of fasting. He said, I feel like we should go on a business fast, meaning anytime this company that owned us called, texted, emailed, whatever, don't respond. He said, we're going to go radio silent for 30 days. We're just going to pray.
And he said, fast, don't talk about it.
Don't talk
yourselves.
To it with each other. Don't like.
Don't write song. Just
don't,
fast just music.
Fast music for 30 days.
Wow.
And before that 30 days was up, not only was that contract torn up, that company was dissolved. So before we before that 3-week turnaround where we got this, we wrote this song and we cried and God performed a miracle, he released us into a new season completely scot-free.
It's crazy.
I know. That is.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
But it does happen.
Right?
That's what is that people don't know. Fasting and praying changes things.
Yes.
So it does happen.
It changes your atmosphere, your life. I'm not trying to be the guy that's got the word all the time, but I'm just telling you that, like, if you are walking into a thing, into a season where you feel like God is asking you to lay something down, I believe that he will confirm that to you with peace and with freedom like you've never had before. Because it doesn't do him any good for us to get a Christian record deal and then we owe the devil 15% of it.
Right.
Pardon my metaphor. But,
but
it's just one of those things where it's like...
Easy, Logan.
No, we'd like to thank WMG. I'm just kidding. We don't know what it is. I'm making it up.
But just that where it's like, if we feel like, okay, God's calling us to lay it down, and he's got something new for us, but it's still got this tinge of old.
Yeah.
Whereas he was able to just completely restore us and set us free. And so I think that, I hope that's what our music sounds like. I hope it sounds like victory and freedom, because that's what it's been. That's completely what we've been given.
I just can't believe that this was like the story that God had for the three of us.
Yeah.
Yes. I do feel like I'm in shock most days just at all we're getting to do. So,
but when you laid it down, you did. I think a conversation I have with myself and with friends sometimes is there is a different sacrifice when you're Abraham walking up the mountain than when you see the ram. And because we know the end of the story, we always go, yeah, God, I'll lay this down because you won't make me kill it.
Right.
Because you will let me have it back.
Yes.
Or give me something. But what I have seen in my life is that when I have an opportunity to surrender something and I say, this is not Isaac, this is an actual offering that's going to get burned up. And I don't think I'm going to get this back. I mean, that had to be where y'all were. Y'all thought you weren't getting it back.
No. Yeah.
Dude.
And you know, this is what's crazy about the whole thing is that in trading this, the old for the new, do you know that we have played every venue that we thought we would lose? We
have, and this year.
This year we have played the Ryman, we've played the Opry stage,
we played
Red Rocks. It's like God was like, I'm going to honor you for giving this up. And we've played more. I mean, can you believe it? It's just crazy.
It's crazy.
So we're truly thankful.
I am like wearing the shirt and crying with you. Yes. These are the two things. I am all the way in because I can barely keep my face together. I mean, that is because so many of our friends listening, well, A, they saw us all at the K-Loves. Some of us won. Some of us didn't. It's fine. It's fine. It is not a big deal. It's fine. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted.
Yes, come on.
The ones that the K-Loves didn't go for. I mean, but that's what they're seeing is y'all have number one song. You have tons of awards now. You continue to get that. I mean, like, the Lord upgraded in every way.
Yeah. Yes.
That's unbelievable.
Yes. That's unbelievable.
It really.
I just think he will do it for all of us.
He will do it for
and
all of us.
In a special way to you. I just think it's scary for people to try. And this whole Christian thing is about faith. And faith means that you don't see any reward at all. You just have to jump. And so it fires me up when we talk about this is our testimony.
Yeah.
And so to anybody that's listening, it's like, just go for it. Because it really will be better.
Yeah.
It will be better.
Yeah. And there are, I would imagine, and you don't have to do this publicly, but you can, in your personal lives and probably in your career, there are also things you sacrificed that did not return like this.
Mm-mm. Yes.
That were literally just like, okay, God, like, I heard someone the other day say, I just feel like because I'm in all this pain, I'm on the precipice of something good. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I mean, I hope you're right.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know. Like,
we don't know.
I hope you're right. Mm-hmm. But so in the moments, can you blink back to like the day in between, the day before y'all got together to write, Hey, Jesus, what did you think you were going to do with your life? What else had you dreamed up? Were you going back to cheerleading?
Yeah. I was going to go back to school.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that the right thing had happened where it wasn't like, oh, I'm dead inside, but I think maybe I had died to myself a little bit in the sense of like everything that I was mourning about losing, whether it would be the three of us separating for the first time in our lives, or because we shared a bedroom until we were 12, 11, 10. Then we moved into our new house and, you know, but then we went through high school together, went through college together, moved to Nashville together. This would have been the first time that we were to scatter.
Yeah.
And so that was horrifying and sad. And but I think that for me personally, I had gotten to a place where I think I really did have peace about music being over. I was sad about being potentially, you know, us as a business being over, or music together being over. But I had gotten to the place where, like I said, music was all I could do to fill up my cup.
Yeah.
It's all I could do to feel good about myself. And so when I finally was like, okay, that is never going to do it. I think once I got to a place of peace about it being over, I was able to receive it being good. Because truthfully, and I heard this about other people, but it's certainly true about me, they said that your talent will take you to a place that your character can't keep you. Mm-hmm. And I think that was true.
People were saying that to you?
No.
They should have been. Somebody, what was the behavior that they're like, listen, you're talented, but that character.
Yeah. And by people, I meant an angel.
No, but you know, where it's like people don't plan for success. And I think that had things gone well for us in country music or whatever, it wouldn't have lasted.
No.
There's no way it would have lasted.
No way.
Because I would have been like patting my chest, look at how we got here.
Yeah.
You know what's so weird is I never could really believe that music was over, even though I kept saying it.
Yeah.
Really?
It's new. It's just one of those things where it was like, it's not working out. I felt, honestly, I felt like God was calling me and my husband to pastor a church.
Oh, wow.
And we're pastor's kids, and I was just like kicking and screaming against that, even to the point where like our pastors at the time, they're like, we want to ordain you as a pastor.
Yeah.
And I was just sort of like, a few days before, I was like, I can't do it. Even though, like, what bad could happen? But there was just something in me.
They were, like, laying their hand, and your head was just banging around it. Like,
stand still.
Because I felt like that meant music was over. I really do think that it was, like, as soon as I, like, do this, then it's just going to be like, oh, I can't leave on the weekend. I can't travel. I can't, like, there's all this stuff I wanted to do. So
can I tell you something funny that's not spiritual?
Yes. What if I was like,
that sounds fun.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so specifically during the gap of like this and Hey Jesus, like the defining moment, I got to go like job shadow for the FBI.
You're like, you know what I'll do? I'll go undercover.
And I'm not kidding you. They were going to write me, like I had two letters of recommendation and I was highly considering joining that.
Oh,
what if this is the ultimate undercover move where you're outing yourself,
but you actually still work?
Yeah,
for
I know you some of you are.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. So you like just started, and at that point, are you engaged or married yet?
I was in.
You're married.
I was married. Uh-huh. Professionally married.
Yeah.
And obviously,
and
still,
I know that.
Still, yeah, well done. You don't. Good brother.
Yeah, sorry about that. But yeah, so. I would say
we show up to a show. Taylor goes in first. She clears the area.
Yeah,
checks the corners.
She sees things we never notice. Yeah,
like could you imagine if you were security for yourself for the meet and greet line?
That's like, what it felt like the first 7 years of our career was. I was security.
You were the
for
security
us.
Guy. Yeah, for sure. Okay, so y'all played. You played the Ryman about a year ago.
Uh-huh.
You played the Ryman in November 28th.
Uh-huh.
Tell me about the differences.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It was so. Madison has quite a lovely story about the Ryman, and I can let you tell that. But I think that for me, I had never even been in the building, and so to walk in, and I mean, it was
when y'all
so,
were there last year. You'd never even been I'd in never the been. Building,
and, it
and
was,
the first time you go in the building, you're on the stage. What's it like?
I mean,
what's it like
so,
being that guy?
Yeah, I mean, it's like it still kind of makes my heart race to think about it, and all of the everything that it means, all the history, all the but. There certainly still was a little bit of everybody was still kind of distancing. There was no one.
Yeah.
They had us face the back of the stage and they filmed so that you could see all the stained glass and the chairs behind us as the backdrop. and it was so cool, but
No people in the
pews. People in there, and so it was special for special sake. But then to be able to flip it around and play a sold out show at a dream venue, I feel like my movie is. I mean, my life has just become the sequel to School of Rock, where now like everything that's happening to me is like not real, and it's a, a dream. And
let's rock.
So yeah, it was. I'll never forget it.
Yeah. It's amazing.
What's your rhyme and story?
Well, I mean, it really means being a little bit of a brat, so that's
unfortunate. Good. I love that.
Can you cry?
Yeah.
Tell it? That makes it sweet.
Like, it's kind of unfortunate. So back whenever I was saying I was having a really hard time, during that time, Jared bought me Kacey Musgraves Christmas tickets at the Ryman.
Yes.
Christmas is my favorite.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I wear a Santa base strap all year long. I have taken on a holiday as a personality. And I don't know. but I go, and when we left, I was like, thank you so much for the tickets, but I don't think I want to go back to the Ryman anymore because it feels so bad to see something I'll never have.
Oh, Lord.
And how bratty, first of all.
No, that's not bratty
so,
at all.
Yeah, so I got a spanking. No, I'm just kidding. No, but I mean, I truly can't believe that we got to do this. And the next time I went back is when we were on stage. So, pretty neat.
What venues are still left? What's left that you're like, when we get to play? Madison Square Garden?
Yeah.
We
haven't done that yet.
Well, yes. Well, we get to play the Hulu Theater at Madison Square Garden in the spring. We're on the Hit Steep Tour with Toby Mac. So we'll get to be there. Yeah. We're just like in that side building.
I love the Hit Steep Tour.
Yeah.
I'm such a fan of people like Toby Mac who build things, and that thing keeps going, and he just keeps introducing his audience to new people under it. I want to do that.
Like, how nice is that? Yes. You already
so
do
cool.
that.
Well, no. I'm just like, that is the—
You're doing it
to
now
me, that,
to us.
Right
now.
Yes.
That's the epitome of success is when you share what you've collected on behalf of someone else. And 100%. That's what Toby Mac does so well with Hits Deep. I just, 100%. I love it.
Somebody asked me what was like my long-term sort of dream for music. And I told them, because I grew up in the 90s, I would like to be MTV's Maid. Do you remember that show?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
And I just think, what a dream to think like, oh, this is a thing you like.
Yeah.
If there's... For whatever reason, people have decided to listen to what I say.
Yes.
So let's all go to that coffee shop. Yeah. Let's all go to, because why? Why would we gather all this influence if we don't turn around and
share it?
Put it on somebody
and that's
else.
What Hits Deep is like. Absolutely. One of the most clear examples of that
today. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so y'all get to. So what are the other venues you're still like, can't wait?
Hollywood Bowl. Madison said something about the Hollywood Bowl in L.A. I think that'd be so cool.
Oh, do people ask you this a lot? That's gonna
No, actually,
I don't really have. It's like we already did the ones that I was like dreaming of. So now after that, it's like my biggest dreams is I would love to like somehow bring my husband and my dog on the road.
Yeah,
I feel like that would be now more than the places that we play is now how to make tour life be like. A real life.
Yes.
Was like that a
big
life.
Was that a big part of touring for you, picking like dream spots, or was it more kind of here's where I know
I'm so
that
new.
Sounds fun
I've only
is.
Yeah. Okay. I've only headlined one run.
Uh-huh.
We're still just getting our feet under us.
Yeah.
You know, in a lot of ways, which
so
I think
it's
people
more
have
like
to
here's a big pocket of people we know.
Yeah, here's where
listen
I know my
us.
Friends are.
Yeah,
yeah,
let's
so
go
we'll
hang
go
with
there.
The friends and
yeah.
We
okay.
could
right.
not relate more.
It's so much better.
We only played little restaurants.
Yeah.
So if those are venues, then
yeah,
we
that's right. That's
Blue
right.
Coast Burrito specifically.
Yeah.
we did play 3 hours in front of a Blue Coast Burrito one time.
Yeah, I mean that's those kind of. So for me, the Ryman is still the one.
Okay.
And the Fox Theater in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Have y'all done the Fox yet?
We are
for Christmas.
For Christmas.
For Christmas. Oh, yes. With Zach.
We're with on the K-Love Christmas Tour.
Oh, yeah, with
Mac Powell.
Mac. He was on the show Crowns. And talked about y'all.
No,
we had
not.
A big Kane Love Fest on That
Sounds
Fun when he was on. Do y'all know I think I've told you this, that I like nannied for that family.
Wow.
No,
like,
I knew that. Yes.
Maybe that's when we got coffee and you didn't join
Nanny
us.
Nanny F. Downs?
Yeah,
that,
that's for
that's
real.
What they called you?
Nanny. Nanny Annie is what they call me. And
that's
so
cool.
So when he was on the show, we were talking about how much he loves y'all and how much I love y'all.
What a doll.
He's awesome.
We did a drive-in theater tour with Mac and Zach in the spring, and it was a master class on being an artist and at every aspect. Just watching his daily routine and how he took the ebbs and flows and the roller coaster of it, which, I mean, I guess if you got 4 Grammys, you take things with a little bit like a grain of salt, but he's been in my life my whole life.
Your whole life. Yeah.
And then for him to actually become my friend and invest in me, like, yeah. I don't know. I just learned a ton from him.
We watched him go on prayer walks, and we watched how he would do. Because, like, when you're on this drive-in tour, there's no rooms. You're right. You just pull up into a field, and you're like, the field's your room.
Uh-huh. You know, where'd you shower?
On the bus.
Oh, you use.
And I'll tell you what, I can take a good bus shower.
Can you?
That can do anything now.
You can do anything now.
I can do anything now.
I mean, you hit your target areas.
Right.
There you go. Come on. Come on, target markets.
Yeah, speaking of target markets. Let's talk about a bus shower.
Yeah, the very center of my back got no love for 3 months.
Yeah. Conversely, I was the size of the shower, so it was more just sort of like a submersion tank. Yeah, I just was already touching every side of the shower. So
yeah, you just used the walls.
I washed the shower. The shower didn't wash me.
Bro.
And we'll be right back after a word from our
Okay, Mac on prayer walks. That's what you were saying before.
No, I mean, it's just great. Like, there was nowhere for anyone to hide. And when you spend 3 months with somebody and you just have fun the whole time, he would come on, we'd play spoons, we'd play cards.
And it was sick, too. Like, there weren't cameras.
Right.
He wasn't 2-hour prayer walking in case people were watching him. He was doing it because that's part of his life. And so that seems to ring true as well. Most people that we're meeting out here in the Christian space, I'm really thankful that people's colors don't bleed. They
Man,
are who they
I think
are.
I've said this to y'all in real life, but that is one of my favorite things about right now is there are not a lot of artists. I'm not sure this is 100% true, but I know of all the ones that we're friends with, people mean it.
Yes.
Like they are who they are backstage. Yes. Torin, y'all know this about Torin Wells. This is true about Zach. Yep. Everybody y'all been out with. The behind the stage, they are praying. Yes. And they have an active relationship with God where there may have been a season in Christian music, I can't be sure of this because we weren't already here, where it wasn't as true behind the stage as it is on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But man, it feels like people are really who they are.
Yeah. For sure.
It's very encouraging.
And I think that a lot of that credit, it's like the Jesus music movies out right now. Sorry, I'm not trying to free plug it. I'm not involved with it. But this group of artists came
from
that group
of
artists.
Remember, we like to share things. Yeah, so we're good. Telling people to watch Jesus music.
So this group of artists came from that group of artists.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Like
they led us here.
Our friend Mac Powell.
Yes.
Our friend Stephen Curtis Chapman. These people that it's like I've gotten to meet them, and once you kind of settle down a little bit and you actually like treat them normally, that's what you see is they're not just, you know, making a pitch for adoption because they need that. They believe in it.
Yeah,
they're not
right.
just doing a prayer walk in case people catch them doing it.
Right.
They mean it. And
right.
I think that impressed upon us.
You know
a
what's
lot.
Crazy? And you probably experienced this too, but like when you've never toured before, you think, I have a lot to give to this audience. So I need to like pray, read my Bible, and then be ready for the show.
Yeah.
And like, yes, that's true. But what we're finding is that the most important thing for us to do is to treat the crew and the staff and everybody that 100%. You spend your day with. That matters more, I think.
It's your ministry.
Like, that is your day-to-day.
Right.
That
sounds fun. Hey, friends, just interrupting this conversation one more time to share about another amazing partner, Indeed. Whenever we're hiring around here, we use Indeed, and we have always found the right person for our team. They are the experts at helping us find the best fit for the roles we want to build our companies with. If you're hiring, you need Indeed. Hiring can be a challenge, but Indeed helps you rise to that challenge. With Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed Data USA. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. Plus, what's even better, Indeed is the only job site where you only pay for applications that meet your must-have requirements. We are grateful for that over here. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/soundsfun. The offer is good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/soundsfun. Indeed.com/soundsfun. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Y'all, we all love something that is customized to us. Getting our favorite outfit tailored to fit just right. Getting a custom piece of art for your house. Listening to a playlist that's customized for us based on what we like to listen to. So why not use custom hair care? We all have different hair textures and types, and switching to a custom hair care routine has been so helpful for me. Like, my hair looks healthier and shinier. Plus, Pros also has custom skin care, which is so great because we definitely all have different needs for our skin, too. With Pros, it is all about personalization. You do their in-depth consultation, and they come up with your made-to-order products. There are millions of possible formulas, but only one is uniquely yours or mine. Pros isn't just better for you, it's better for the planet. They're a certified B Corp, they're cruelty-free, and they're the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. Pros is so confident that they will bring out your best hair and skin that they're offering an exclusive trial of 50% off your first subscription order, you guys. Just go to pros.com/thatsoundsfun so you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/thatsoundsfun. That's PROSE.com/thatsoundsfun. And I have one last amazing partner to tell you about, Loop for Women from Gather Ministries. Okay, have you checked out Loop for Women yet? Y'all, it is so cool. They send out incredible free content via email 3 times a week. And man, their Friday Encounters email is so good too. It's really a guided exercise to help us go deeper with God. But when you hear exercise, you don't think of these as work. They're really a guide to help you get still and invite God to pull up a chair beside you and listen to his heart for you. Each encounter begins with an opening reflection from the author, Jennifer Camp. In recent weeks, she's talked about her own restless heart, her struggle to stay focused on the here and now, and the tender ways that God is tending to her soul. It's so sweet. Jennifer's gift is putting the hard questions out there and then helping us create space to wrestle them down with God. One of her recent reflections asked, "Why is it so difficult for me to be content?" Oh, boy. And then she led us through a beautiful time of scripture reading, breathing exercise, imaginative prayer, and journal prompts. She's wrapped things up with 2 songs to listen to, and the whole experience was really restorative and refreshing. If you'd like a little more encouragement in your life and want help carving out space to be with God, head to loopforwomen.com/TSF to check it out and subscribe today. Again, it's totally free. Again, that's www.loopforwomen.com/TSF. And now back to finish up our Hall of Fun conversation with Kane. That sounds fun. I mean, that's what I say before we go out on tour. I send a text to every crew person and I say, "Hey, I'm Annie. Thanks so much for going with us. My number one goal is you're healthier when we get home than when we left.
Boom.
So whatever you need from me to be healthier spiritually, emotionally, and physically,
woo,
you just tell me. Because if we get home and you are unhealthy because of me hiring you, then I'm accountable to that with God.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I want you to get home and be healthier.
Yeah.
And it sometimes happens. I mean, the Lord shows up for people when they say, "Okay, I'm out on this run for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And the goal is that all 10 of us, all 12 of us, however many, are healthier."
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's what God asks us about.
Think about how corrosive that is. Some of these crew people that maybe didn't have the experience we've had, they do see almost exclusively behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And that is such a hard push-pull to be watching. You work all day long to put on a production for them.
Yep.
And then when the curtains are drawn, you see what's here. And if it's different, that is a really hard.
I almost hide when I'm reading my Bible on the tour.
Sure.
Only because I'm like, I don't want everyone. I don't want people to see me doing my clients.
Totally.
So I like go to the very back of the bus, go to the back, but nobody knows where I am.
I'm quite a slow reader. I don't want to get caught. You still in chapter 6,
Okay. Annie, you need me to move more. Versus like sitting in the middle of catering and being like, "Right, everyone. You're moving heavy boxes. I'm reading my Bible."
Indeed.
So you're carrying.
I'm doing a lot of spiritual lifting today.
That's right. But it is that balance, because then at night we do have to work and we have to be on and we have to do the spiritual lifting then. And if you don't check in the morning with the Lord, I can't do a show at night if I haven't checked in the morning. I don't feel right about it.
Yeah,
you know,
that's good.
Okay, Christmas is here and y'all have a Christmas album.
Can you believe it?
I can't, Madison. I can't believe it. It's called Wonderful.
I mean, I can't believe it.
How long did it take you to talk them into doing a Christmas album?
Oh, instant. I feel like all of us.
It was like our initial
nuts.
Label meeting.
Oh, great.
So I feel like part of our first meetings were like, here, we're Kane. This is what we want to sound like. This is what we want to say. And Christmas is a big part of our.
It's a core value.
Christmas is a core value. And then, Christmas but I mean, I also had to learn a lot about the industry because we first came in and I was like, all right, so I want to record 35 songs. And they're like, okay, wait. They're like, no, you will never, that will never
That's
happen.
Not it. So you're like, we'd like to do a triple EP or a triple LP.
Yeah. But I think we started last year collecting a list. I had like running notes in my phone of like, if I ever got to do a Christmas album, here's some songs that are important. Christmas is a little bit, it's a little bit difficult. Like, how do you out Bing Crosby the Bing?
You know?
How do you out Amy the Grant?
You can't.
You essentially have like 4 weeks and change before this stuff has, like the shelf life on Christmas music is is pretty rapid.
Not for Madison, but
not
for
Madison. But in that instance, it's like, how can I make something meaningful that can translate quickly? That, you know, so it is a little tricky kind of science of it. But this is the moment where we shout out our team and say, like, Provident Label Group and everybody like, we're new. And new artists don't get chances taken on them because they're new for that reason. And so we did one Christmas song last year and we fought kind of tooth and nail for a very non-traditional. We did a cover song
called Celebrate Me Home,
which is a Kenny Loggins
very
song.
Good. Yes.
And it was in our lives. It's Christmas, but it not necessarily is Christmas to everybody and not on Christian radio anyway. So then based off of that, our team kind of then took another big swing for us and said, like, well, then let's go ahead and let's get you a project. And then
I think they came back and said, this year, all right, let's do two. And we're just like, how about six?
I know, we always do that. Can I tell you behind the scenes about the packaging? So when you get the CD, the album, like when you look at it, we shot this ourselves at our house.
No, you didn't.
At my house.
Yes, we did. Of course.
And we had
a
big stairwell.
I am wearing the merch you made.
We rolled paper down. It's red. Try to find
the picture. Okay, I'll
try to find it. Yeah, sorry, I don't have my phone.
We rolled it down, and the three of us are in just silver, shiny, as much as we... It's like disco Christmas.
Terrestrial Christmas. Extra-terrestrial Christmas.
But, gosh, when you look up, the disco balls, they're hanging from, like, my mom and Steven. No, they're, like fishline and brooms, and they're just, like, balancing all
it
these.
It is a trip.
And y'all
we're
just
like,
did
you get the shot? We got the shot.
Little tinsel Christmas trees.
I'm really thankful it worked out. Yeah.
My gosh.
But
it's pretty cool.
And we mentioned names already, but on that drive-in tour, we got to sit down. We wrote a song with Mac Powell that's on there. He sang on it. We wrote the title track with Stephen Curtis. He was kind enough to kind of walk through that with us. And so Wonderful is the name of the album, but it is the single, and it's, I don't know. I mean, to hear him tell a story, it's obviously much more compelling. Sorry to everybody. You could maybe go look for him telling it. But we came to him with this title idea based out of Isaiah that he will be called Wonderful Counselor. Madison, you can say.
Oh, that's it.
Well, no, just of all the things that were foretold, it was important enough to Isaiah that the first thing he would be called is Wonderful.
Listen, and that doesn't play. When the things are listed in Scripture, they're listed in the order for a reason. Love is patient. Yes. I mean, that is the first thing love is.
And so he is our Wonderful Counselor. And then Stephen Curtis goes on to tell us a story. I mean, it's like pass the tissue box around. But the first year that they lost their daughter, Maria, and he said, this is supposed to be the most wonderful time of the year. And this is the first time I realized that it just isn't inherently that way. Somebody has to come along and make it wonderful. And it's not just wonderful for everybody all the time. And so it was cool to...
And this Christmas, it could feel like that too. It's weird when you get older, you start looking at empty spots on the table. Yeah. It's weird. Yeah. We're not used to that, but people start to disappear. They're not there anymore. And so... It sometimes Christmas, like we're always joyful and we're just, you know, decorating and baking and but it is it's just interesting how nostalgic you get the older that you get when it's like, oh man, we gotta cherish each year. You almost like take assessment of like how are things going. So
like we never thought that the wonderful nature of Christmas around the world sort of highlights how not wonderful it is for some people. And so we wanted to write a song that's sort of like, hey, we hear you, we see you, and somebody is wonderful for you.
Right, man, that cover that everybody can see, y'all, in the silver, I cannot.
Are we cute or what?
You are so cute.
For everybody listening at home, we're super cute.
Yeah.
In case you were wondering. You can picture
we're looking at a red CD.
I mean, that is a, and that's just at your house.
Yeah,
you just rolled that red paper or cloth.
I know. That was paper.
Yeah, paper.
It's definitely paper.
Y'all are incredible. That's awesome.
This is pretty. So Taylor, I mean, one more word for this, but Taylor handmade this hat to make it sparkly.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, dude. It looks pretty bad up close in person.
Yeah, don't
but
zoom in. So do but like we. If you
that hat is a metaphor
Monets,
for me.
We're all Monets. Yeah, we're at a distance. Okay, and y'all put Celebrate Me Home on here, too.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And Oh Come All You Faithful, yay.
Yeah, so Oh Come is cool because
we wrote a little chorus.
Yeah, quite inspired by the wonderful Phil Wickham. We thought that there are a lot of traditional Christmas songs that we, us being worship leaders, those four Sundays in December, it's a little bit hard to sort of, come on, get up to your feet.
And
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle God.
And so.
Baby, please come home. You're singing it to Jesus when he comes back.
Baby Jesus, please come home.
Baby
it's like,
Jesus,
is this a rapture? Is he a baby when he comes back? And so we wrote a kind of a worshipful chorus to O Come All You Faithful. So that it kind of gives you a place to go back to and a kind of corporate sense. So that's fun. And then, yeah, we did Baby Please Come Home, and that was just sort of a fun little nod to there. I don't think there's ever been a Christian music version of one. It's been sort of Mariah and Michael Bublé and whatever. So that's on there. And then the Christmas Is Coming is what we wrote with Mac Powell. It's a fun one. And
Grown Up Christmas List.
That's a tearjerker.
It is.
Do you think that people like when people write Christmas songs? Do you think they're interested in hearing?
Okay. I think they like, I like albums like this,
okay,
where some of them are new and you get to like run it while you're making dinner or decorating or whatever. And then some of them you just always know. But I think a full album of covers, you're kind of like, don't do that.
Yeah, you're just wishing you were listening to your favorite one.
Right. Yeah. you're only reminding me of Mariah.
Yeah, exactly.
I
mean, was there, so we had a red CD that it was like whatever the first like this little every time that came on I was just like it's Christmas I would just think is there a staple kind of Christmas album you go to every year or
that's a very good question. What is a Christmas album I go to every year? Yeah, do you know what it's a Mac? It's actually a super old Glory Revealed. Glory Revealed
Come
was
on,
one
Glory
of the
Revealed.
Glory Revealed was one of the albums and the Christmas one it is. I'm just going to go, hold on.
Yeah.
I'm
also interested. Cool. I'm interested to hear what the That Sounds Fun fam, what is their favorite kind of go-to Christmas album?
Well, it's fun you would ask that because what they are just realizing is that for the entirety of the year, we've asked every single guest about their favorite Christmas song. So what they are hearing starting today and starting this month and for the rest of the year in December is they're hearing every guest they've heard all year tell a Christmas song story.
I
know.
That really makes them so happy.
Got it. Yeah, they're going to love it.
I kind of played a rapid fire game with myself preparing for this moment.
Nice.
So in the car, I would play, like just do a random shuffle and I would think of a memory for each Christmas song that would come
up. Okay, so which one are you going to pick? What's your favorite Christmas song?
Well, I didn't get that far. So.
Oh, wow. Wow. So
it
was the game
not so
was,
rapid. Not quite rapid fire.
The game is like, you know what?
I just got nostalgic and then started thinking about the one thing. It is. Are we doing that? Are we doing favorite Christmas song?
Yeah, do that. Tell me your favorite Christmas song altogether.
Well,
can we do categories?
I know. Does it have to be Christian music?
No. It doesn't have to be Christian. We can't do categories. It has to just be the one.
Well, so I'm gonna make a risky pick here.
Okay.
But I have so much fondness for the song "Same Old Lang Syne."
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Dan Fogelberg.
Dan Fogelberg.
So good.
And
why?
I think that was probably the first time when I was a kid. I was a little grinchy, maybe a little bit. It was like Madison was so much Christmas. I needed my own thing. And so like
this is lifelong Madison.
This
Christmas thing is lifelong.
Yes.
Yeah.
I used to burn CDs for the family and we'd all sit and listen in silence.
She was like the Christmas, the queen. And it was
Christmas police. But also, it was a little unsettling.
Like, it was a known thing that the Saturday after Thanksgiving, we as a family got our Christmas tree. We always had a live Christmas. We honor Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
It was over. It's Christmas time.
It happened, now we're gone.
And it was like, we had a schedule and we made cookies. And so, anyway, Same Old Lang Syne, they would, they'd be like, hey, you guys want to get in the car and go drive and look at Christmas lights? I'm like, no, I hate doing that. It's boring. I'm like a little kid, just like a little punk. But I remember probably the first time where it was like my affections turned to Christmas. And, and Samuel Lang Syne was on, and it was the first time that I'd heard a Christmas song that felt like a regular song to me. Everything was so Feliz Navidad or whatever when I was a kid, and it was like, oh, this is lame. And that was such a beautiful story, and it was this kind of
we had a weird rule. We were like preteens, but we would it would be like, silence in the car. So anytime that song would come on, we would all have to be like sit and listen in silence, which is so weird.
But it's just
y'all
cool.
are
it's just
actually adorable. It's not weird at all. I
it's
love
such
it.
A journey that it takes you on versus it just being like, have a holly jolly Christmas, which sorry if that's your favorite. But
yeah, don't
you know.
Cut other ones. Oh, sorry. You ain't got to be like that.
I mean, it's not like it's Wonderful by Kane. You know?
Right,
like,
what a loser.
It's all secondary to that, for sure. Taylor, what's your favorite Christmas song? And then
you
Madison, you're going to have to
be skip me because I'm struggling to pick one.
Do you have one favorite
yeah,
one?
Yeah, but I don't know that y'all know it, but I want you to know it.
She was about to say Holly Jolly Christmas.
No, I was not.
Like,
oh, I've said the same answer all year, and nobody except one guest has known the song, and it is my favorite Christmas song.
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
You wish. It is Thistle Hair the Christmas Bear by Alabama.
The Christmas Bear.
Nobody knows it, do they?
I should have known.
Not even
Alabama.
You. Not even you, Christmas girl. You don't know. Okay, you girls got to give us your answers.
Okay.
Give me something.
Can I look up one thing to remind?
I'm struggling.
You know when you
I didn't know. I didn't know what I was asking.
Rookies. You want to be so
that was the
cool.
only thing that I knew coming in this. Like, we were going to talk about this, and I was just like, do you want to hear the most obscure Christmas song that we love or the one with the best
Madison
memory?
Madison said, I played a rapid fire game with myself, and it never started.
Okay, so do you need me to categorize for you, Madison? Would that help if I asked you?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah, help me. Yeah. I'm like getting upset because this is the thing.
This is your moment. Yeah. You okay. Your what is your favorite Christmas song that is that has a memory tied to it?
This can't be. We're not doing favorite because it's
no.
Just
this
like,
is a favorite.
No
this
favorite.
Is like which okay. one of all the favorites is the one that comes to your mind right now?
First thing that came to mind was the Christmas waltz. Is that like
yes? Oh my gosh, I love it.
I remember I used to have an old. Like mom and dad had like a camcorder VCR and I set it up and I did a music video to it. And to me, that just made me feel like I was so grown and I was just wishing everyone the best Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so what's what's the Christmas waltz?
Hold on,
Frosted window panes.
Oh,
yes.
Lovely.
Inside.
Also, all you people at home that never get to hear Madison lead a song.
Oh, I know.
She's wonderful. She's so good. Madison, little shout out, sang as a surprise to Jared, her husband. Sang a version of Moon River and walked down the aisle to it. Uh-uh. And he didn't know it was going to be her. He thought it was just going to be the recorded version. And so just to watch, Jared's my best friend.
Yeah.
He's been my best friend forever. And so to kind of watch him, because I knew, and I was walking, you know, watching him.
Yeah.
And he melted into the ground. So, yeah. But I think maybe that would be the thing.
Love
Matt doesn't lead a lot of music,
sign.
But maybe we could coax you into doing a little Christmas.
Oh, there you go.
I'll do it for Christmas.
Okay, Taylor, do you have one? So we had an Amy Grant cassette tape.
Yes.
And so we would play that in the car on all Christmas road trips.
Of course.
And the tape, we played it so much that it broke. Mm-hmm. So my dad, I don't know what you used to repair
it. A soldering iron is what he did.
No. He uses like,
He melted it back together. And it was during Grown Up Christmas List.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So there's a part now that we know where it jumps time because it wasn't melted back together perfectly.
But at the time, you thought that's the song.
I was like, jump it, take it, Amy. And she don't, yeah.
It was that was the most impressive engineering feat I'd ever seen as a kid. Because we could have just got a new one, but Dad saved.
Right, but no.
That's just,
he
I think.
He was like, let me just heat this up real
that's
quick.
That's how Christmas ended up. A core value for us is because it was a one
Dad.
To him, and he certainly
Dad.
What a nostalgic that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna save the one we use instead of getting another one, and that was like such a metaphor for like our whole childhood. It was just that way. So, shouts out to Dad.
One thing that we would always do, or we started doing later, is it's called Christmas Bucket, and so
what a name!
I can't wait.
Well, songwriters we are. Huh?
So we would take all the DVDs that we had, and then they'd have a little activity, and we'd wrap them. And then every day, someone would unwrap the Christmas bucket, and this is the Christmas thing we're doing. So it wasn't like Christmas
gosh,
is
really
a weekend.
Sweet.
It was like as soon as Thanksgiving's over, every day of the week, we're doing something.
So you reach in the bucket, you pull out a Christmas story, and then attached to that was going to be we had like a BB gun shooting contest and the whole deal. So it was very immersive.
full-on Christmas.
Yes, full-on
That's
Christmas.
That's really fun.
Full-on Christmas.
Christmas so bucket.
I think in some ways, now as we're getting older, it's so hard to feel like, okay, well, we have to watch this movie at exactly midnight. And it's just like, you know, it's okay to get a little bit older and to try some different stuff and... You know,
all of our spouses, I think they're just like, you guys, this is crazy.
Like, I wouldn't behave like this.
Like, you don't have to do it this much.
Where it's like, okay, so I'm off work on Tuesday. So we go ahead and go on Tuesday. And it's just like, this is something I already shed a tear about, but mom and dad just sold our childhood home. And this will be our first Christmas not there.
It just happened to me since I was 37 kids.
Yeah.
And it was.
How does it feel?
It was awful.
Yeah. Okay.
I cried and said, I want to go home.
Pain.
And then you just knock on the stranger's door.
Right.
I need to come sit on the couch. Uh-huh.
And
I need
that is a Lifetime movie.
Right.
That
it's happens. Terrible.
Oh, my gosh. What are we going to do?
No Home for Christmas, starring Taylor Kane.
No
Lifetime cinematic adventure.
I live
adventure.
In my hat.
Yeah. I live in my hat, and I knock on my door.
So I'm excited. We're doing Christmas bus this year. So I'm really excited. So we're part of someone else's
bus
for
the Christmas store.
But for one drive, we're gonna get our own bus.
Own bus. Yeah.
And then I'm gonna decorate it.
Yep.
Watch movies every
Take
night.
The gang.
That way,
it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So
you're like, we won't make everyone do this on K-Love, but one weekend we're gonna put our own bus. Yeah.
It's like, sorry, Dante Bo, I know you want to do Christmas with us, but we're gonna.
That's what's gonna happen is everybody's gonna come over, and it'll only be the driver and the overnight driver or whatever.
I'll bring it to Mac. I feel like I've spent this entire podcast talking about Mac, but he's out there with us.
Yeah,
and I was just like. It's like, hey, we're going to do Christmas bus. And like, as I was offering to him, I was like, hey, you probably just want to hang with your family. So that's how Christmas happens. So,
Come
on, Mac. Sing
for us. Get in our bus.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, y'all.
But I'm excited. This will be my last Christmas without
a kid.
Without a baby.
That's right.
I got a little baby coming in the spring. And just like you said, with everything that changes and grows and. Yeah, it's like I will miss being the kid, but now next year will be the first. We got a grandbaby around, and
that's
like
gotta be so much
just
fun.
To watch.
Yes, we have one in our family, and it is unbelievable.
Because it's all
fun.
New,
everything's new,
and it's magic,
and there's something for everybody to look at.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
So
it's awesome.
I'll just wrap her. That'll be.
Here's the
that'll
gift.
Be the gift.
Yeah.
It's her.
So,
I'm just excited, and
that's awesome.
So.
Will y'all please come back? Can we?
Oh
I like
gosh.
Want to do this for another long oh time, gosh. But y'all need to live your
no,
lives.
No, thank you.
This was so.
You
fun.
Say jump,
need to
and
have
we say
another
how high.
Really dramatic thing happen to us.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes. And before we come back,
and if it doesn't happen,
no,
I'll
I don't
create
want that. No.
I'll create it.
Oh my gosh, Mads is like, I'll make it happen. Okay, let me tell you the last question we always ask. You'll know because the show is called That Sounds Fun. Tell me what sounds fun to you.
Ooh, in categories? Oh my gosh.
I know, what sounds fun to you today? It has to be today. You're limited to today.
Oh, okay, that's
funny.
Nice.
That
is really nice.
My parents are coming up.
Mm-hmm. Celebrate mom's birthday.
I'm baking my mom a cake, and I'm also making chocolate chip cookies that have a secret recipe that I can't say.
Okay, don't say.
But no one's asking, but you're just like, I can't say.
No one's asking, but I will not tell.
I love to eat sweets. Okay, and I can eat, I could eat, I'm not lying to you, all the cookie dough, and it doesn't affect me.
Right.
It doesn't hurt my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing that today.
Good. I respect it.
Thank you.
I respect it.
Thank you very much.
What sounds fun to you today, Madison?
Today? Oh, today's a great day. Already?
All right,
agreed. This has been my fun thing to do today.
Thank you.
I'm really excited. But yeah, after this, honestly, I think I'm going to start working Christmas music into the rotation.
Okay.
It feels like late
fun.
Enough.
You're ready. Yeah, you're ready.
I feel like it's time. So I'm going to do some of that. And me and my husband put in an offer on a house.
Woo,
yay. So what I've been doing,
I
keep breaking my own heart because what I'll do is I'll draw the floor plan on a software and I'll decorate it.
Okay.
So it's sort of like playing Sims, but maybe.
Yeah.
Nice.
Maybe it'll happen.
It's like prophetic. You're like, I believe this is going to be our house.
Yes.
I will decorate it
Come
right
on.
Here.
Jared knows not to like stop me. He'll just be like, I really hope we get the house.
Don't name it.
Yeah.
We're also in the process. Emily and I are in the process of selling our house.
Okay.
And, so that doesn't sound as fun in terms of like, you know, ripping up carpet.
Are y'all trying
and things,
to do a new place before the baby?
I'd like to. I think just because I don't, it's like I don't want to do a nursery and then move. And so we've got a little bit of time and we didn't have that much left. So it's just sort of a little house project-y things. But I'm excited about headed to a new place. I think that sounds fun to me.
Oh, it does
to
sound fun.
Yeah, and we fun. Today was our the first time that our like Rise Up royalty money came in. Just came in today.
Yeah. Yes. Y'all got paid today.
Yeah, we got paid today. So,
let's go. Why are we still here?
And so Emily and I have this, we started using the terminology called ticket day because one time we were given, her grandfather has like season tickets for Kentucky basketball.
Yeah.
From there. Kentucky got beat in the SEC tournament, which happens in Nashville. Yep. So he left, gave us two championship game tickets.
Oh my gosh.
I went out on the street and, on Broadway and scalped them.
Did you?
Sold them for $800.
Oh
and
my
then,
gosh.
And then we called it ticket day. We rode around on bird scooters and and just spent, threw it into the wind.
Ticket day.
So today, it's ticket day,
ticket
today.
Day.
We're going to have a ticket day today. So,
y'all.
And
every
we,
day's ticket
we
day.
We just celebrated, I don't want to skip over this. Emily just celebrated her third year of sobriety last night. So we went. I took her to a big dinner and we celebrated her. It was like her birthday. So little continuation of that, but all that sounds
I
fun.
I love that you're doing
what
that.
What sounds fun to you?
What
Amy?
Sounds fun to you?
This was the highlight of today. No question. Yeah, I mean, I just love being with y'all and our schedules don't do this very often.
No.
And so I'm like, don't let it be over. I don't want it to be over.
I do want to say, can I brag on you?
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's just cool. I've been watching you for a while. Mm-hmm. And I just,
the
day
bushes.
That I met you, yeah, through the bushes. Remember with my binoculars?
Yeah, that's me. Wait, yeah.
But the day that you were like, do you want to be on our podcast? I just like cried because I think you do a great job of like, you're living out the gospel and your impact for the kingdom. I mean, I don't know if you feel that way, but it's just cool that like other people see that you're doing that. And when you run into someone that's like, they've got it. Like, you carry the presence of God. It's
magic.
Just, it's so, I like to be your friend because you're a great influence on us. So thank you for letting us come hang out.
And I don't know if you know this, but we want to do, when we headline, we want to do tours like you do. So we'll have music, but we want to bring out a couch and talk.
Yeah,
and do, you know, I'm trying to figure out a way for us to put dogs into our show.
Yes, of course.
Because it sounds fun.
That's the dream of headlining is you build the whole thing.
Yeah. So just know that we look up to you. Like, you're a mentor to us and just a friend. But still, we're trying to follow in your footsteps.
Yes, you inspire us. And
very kind.
You have no idea what this did for us. Like, I just can't tell you.
This is really cool.
And I think that God is using you more than you know. And the fact that there's such a big, like, even if there's a billboard on every corner that says that God's using you, I just want to reiterate, like, the week I've had leading up to this, that you have no idea what this has done for our hearts and our lives. And so just thank you. Keep doing fun stuff. Keep doing your
thing. Thank you.
It's
me
so
too.
Fun.
Oh, you guys, don't you love them? Listen, you've got to hear all their music. Go catch them on the road. They have the best tour clothes. They have the best tour clothes. They are so fun. They are on tour this fall. So go look at the dates and see if they're coming somewhere near you. You can find all the details at canetheband.com. That's C-A-I-N, theband.com. They're just the most fun. And those harmonies, y'all, there's nothing like family harmonies. Okay, so we heard what sounds fun to Kane. Now we get to hear what sounds fun to one of our friends who's listening just like you. All right, Kristen, you know how this goes. Because the show is called That Sounds Fun, tell me what sounds fun to you.
So I am currently on vacation to the Oregon coast. And right after this call, I'm going on a whale watching tour.
Oh,
I'm so excited.
Awesome. Have you ever done that before?
I have before. Whales are my favorite animal.
Okay. I just went on one in Hawaii and we saw some very cool fins. We did not see like, what's it called? Not cresting. What's it called?
Breaching.
Breaching. So do you predict some breaching today?
I hope so. We have a condo on the like ocean and I've been seeing them spout and like their little backs.
Yes.
But I hope I see a breach.
Dude, that's awesome. Whales, what do whales tell you about God?
They are just beautiful. I think beauty, just the beauty in all of it.
Yeah. I was just amazed at how unbelievably big they were.
Yes.
Like, oh my gosh, this is so much bigger than I pictured.
Yeah, we saw in a museum, they had like a whale rib and it was bigger than my wingspan.
Yeah, right. I know. Well, thank you for talking to us on vacation for starters. And I hope you see a lot of breaching today.
Thank you so much.
If you need anything else from me, you know I'm embarrassingly easy to find. Annie F. Downs on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the places you may need me. That's usually how you can find me, except not right now because I'm on my summer Sabbath, but I'll be back online in August. You won't even have time to miss me because I'm right here. And don't forget, you can find the That Sounds Fun podcast on Instagram at That Sounds Fun Podcast.
I think that's it for me today, friends. Go out or stay home. Do something that sounds fun to you, and I will do the same. Have a great week. We'll see you back here on Thursday with our Hall of Fun episode featuring one of my favorite pastors, Francis Chan. We'll see y'all on Thursday.